We are June Radio. I'm Andy. June Bigger Breakfast playing your level 42 in Lessons in Love. We've got the brand new one which samples Gangster's Paradise from Ella Henderson and Rudimental. It's called Alibi. We'll play that in a few minutes. First though, we like chatting to a variety of people here on June Bigger Breakfast. I'm delighted this morning to be joined by Rick from Worksee in Southport. Good morning, Rick. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No, you're very welcome. Now, it sounds and looks as exciting as it does. Tell me what Worksee's all about then, Rick. You're on West Street, aren't you, in Southport?
Yeah, we're on West Street, so just off Lord Street. And, yeah, Worksee is about co-working space. It's something that we've been sort of looking at for a number of years, looking for the right site locally. And, yeah, when we came upon the site on the back of West Street, which is above where the old warehouse restaurant and bar used to be, we saw the space and immediately fell in love with it and thought, yeah, this is exactly what we've been looking for. And there wasn't really anything on offer in Southport, co-working space where people can, you know, either take an office, you know, for 2, 3, 4 people, or come and work, you know, as a one person band, as it were, drop their laptop down and set up for work.
And this is the thing, is obviously since COVID and since working from home, you know, which has been, you know, good, it's also hard, I find, sometimes if you work from home, it's hard to get into work mode, isn't it? Because you've got the everyday distractions of daily life and personal life at home. Some people, you know, obviously, even now, even though we're 4 years on from when home working became a thing, haven't really got an office. It's more just, you know, set up on the dining room table and away you go. Whereas, like you say, at Worksee, there's the hot desking, co-working space. And also as well, like you say, people can actually rent offices for up to 40 members as well, can't they, to run their business from.
Exactly right. I think when the whole sort of COVID thing hit and lots of people were, you know, sort of made to work from home, I think a lot of people initially thought, great, you know, cut out the commute. What's really happened, I think, you know, is that a lot of people have missed that economy of innovation that takes place around the, you know, the water cooler or the kettle or whatever it might be, where you're just chatting to work colleagues. And we've seen that with the types of people that have joined us. We've got, exactly you say, sort of people who are working for themselves. They've got, you know, good examples, husband and wife working from team, both from home, both doing completely separate jobs, but sort of sharing, you know, a limited space that was never really designed to work as a home office. The other thing that we've seen is a lot of, you know, sort of small and medium size and even large companies have really reduced the number of permanent desks they have at their head office. So they've, you know, pretty much said to employees, look, we want you in the office, you know, 1, 2, 3 days a week, but we'd, you know, like to contribute to your own working from home within that sort of 15-minute radius where that company actually provides the funds for that person to go and find their own working space. And we've really seen that, some great, you know, sort of conversations happening in the kitchen where you see people just, you know, enjoying being around other people who are, you know, at work rather than kind of working from home in quite a solitary way.
And it can work really well, can't it? Because like I say, with having a, you know, a nice wide variety of businesses within Worksee, it's almost like a big networking group, if you like. People are working and running the businesses and doing what they do on an everyday basis. But also, you know, that could quite easily work well, you know, in terms of sharing ideas with other businesses, and just all round just helps each other, doesn't it? And I think that's what's really quite nice about it, as opposed to just working in, you know, a standalone office elsewhere, not surrounded by other businesses.
Absolutely. One of our guys there, in fact, does run a networking event from our offices, because we've got some, you know, really flexible space there, small rooms, bigger rooms, and event space. So, you know, one of our guys runs something, you know, once every month. It's members that are, you know, sort of working at Worksee, but also people part of his wider network. So we've got people from the local BNI come along. We've got people from the Soundgrounders networking meeting, and lots of other things. And again, it's just that you know, that economy of talking to people and seeing what other people are about. So the networking thing is definitely a massive plus as well.
No, absolutely. And obviously we're going to come along and sample it ourselves next week. We're going to do one of our Delve Deeper with June features, which I'm really looking forward to, because I've not been in yet, but it looks fantastic. If Rick, if anyone wants to get in touch about co-working space, or maybe some, you know, the office space you've got there, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, so we're based on 30 West Street, so come and have a drive by and see where where we are. We're right opposite the NCP car park, so there's plenty of parking. In terms of getting in contact with us, have a look on our website, which is worksy.co. So that's WERKSY.co. You can also drop us an email on southport@worksy.co. So that's southport@WERKSY.co.
Fantastic. And I say we'll come down and get lots of pictures next week and have a good delve and bring some bits and bobs from there as well. It's going to be great. Rick, thank you very much for that, and we look forward to working with you, and I'm sure it'll be a massive success and something that certainly the town of Southport has needed for a long time, and I think it will be well utilised by many local businesses and local businessmen and women.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to welcoming you, and we've got a couple of our members, I think, are going to have a chat. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing you next week. All the best.
Be great. Rick, thank you very much. Take care.
Cheers. Bye now.